Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, the trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. I want to give a shout out to Christy P, who hit me up on LinkedIn with the following message. Hi, Felicia. I wanted to tell you I accepted a permanent position as an analyst with a Fortune 500 company that shall not be named. I also want to thank your podcast. It gave me the extra courage I needed to wait and find the right job with the right company. Well, congrats, Christy P, on the new job opportunity. I'm so excited for you. I know that you've worked very hard to get your foot in the door, and now you are at a new company. So I want you to keep listening for how to navigate at your new company, because we will be talking about that all throughout the new year. And ladies, if this podcast is helpful for you, please give me a review on Apple Podcasts or send me an email at ask@trillmba.com. You can also visit my website at trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 30-minute free consultation with me to strategize and come up with initial tips and tactics to get through any situation you're trying to navigate at work. Also, don't forget to rate me on Apple Podcasts, and please give me all fives. I appreciate it. Now, today we're going to talk about the PhD Project and my observations from attending its annual conference for prospective PhD students in business. So some of you might be saying, what is the PhD Project? For me, I learned about the PhD Project while I was in my MBA program because I was a consortium member and fellow. And the PhD Project has a very similar mission to the consortium. And that mission is to increase workplace diversity. For the PhD Project, the mission is to increase workplace diversity by increasing the diversity of business school faculty who encourage, mentor, support, and enhance the preparation of tomorrow's leaders. So the vision for the PhD Project is to have a significantly larger talent pipeline of African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Native Americans for business leadership positions. The great thing about the PhD Project is it is a very tight-knit and very open and loving network of underrepresented minority business academia professionals that really truly are there to support and be your ally in this space. And for that, I truly want to thank the PhD Project for this experience and being able to learn about the organization and possibly going down the path of pursuing a PhD. As I've talked about in previous episodes, I'm on a career journey. I'm trying to figure out how to now marry my passion with my means of creating income. And what that means for me is, how do I use my gifts and talents to actually have a greater impact in the world? Earlier this year, I turned 40 years old, and I woke up on my birthday and I was like, you're halfway through this thing called life, statistically, God willing. So what are you going to do with the next 40 years of your life? Because selling chips and hawking chemicals, making these Fortune 500 companies money, I don't know if that's truly the answer. Now, don't get me wrong, I still have a mortgage. So I have to somehow figure out the balance of following my passions, contributing to the world, and paying my bills. So that's the journey I'm on now. And that journey led me to go to the PhD Project Conference this year. So today I want to explore the pros and the cons that I've picked up from the conference. Some people might agree with me, some people might not. And that's okay. We can all have our opinions. So understand, disclaimer, this is my opinion. Okay, you guys? So don't take this as, oh, I'm not going to pursue that then. I encourage you, if this is something you're thinking about doing, I encourage you to do your own due diligence for yourself. So that's number one. I want to put that out there up front. But I went to the PhD project this year because I have a passion around understanding why underrepresented minority women, and specifically Black women, why we are struggling so much in corporate America. Why are we being treated so bad? And what are tactical, applicable solutions for African-American women to deploy to help them navigate the corporate battlefield? And so my thought process was, oh, maybe this is something I can go into academia and study and get paid to study what I'm passionate about. So that was my motivation for doing my research on getting a PhD. Now, I learned a lot, you guys. But one thing I want to be sure you understand is that it never hurts to explore your options when you're thinking about career shifts. And corporate America is not for everyone, although I'm definitely trying to cheer you guys on to stick it out, to make a difference, because we all can't leave. Some of us have to stay in the fight and we have to represent. And I know that's a shitty situation, but that's the reality. And one day there'll be enough of us where it won't even matter how many of us are there. One day you won't be the only one in the room. And one day people will see your work and your potential, and they will elevate you based on that instead of you always trying to prove yourself and fight to prove your worth to people that you work with. But for today, here's the reality. So, what I learned at the PhD Project Conference. Well, one, I want to set up the scene. This conference happened in November, so about 3 weeks ago. I was in Chicago. It was a great time. It was at the Hyatt near the airport, so it was very convenient. Everything was very much well organized. It was literally about 36 hours. It was pretty fast paced, but not so fast paced where you didn't have opportunities to have some deep and meaningful conversations with current PhD students, professors, and prospective students like yourself. I made some wonderful connections, and I'm excited that this organization exists. Some of the pros that I found from going through this experience with the PhD project. One, if you choose this path, you truly can have an impact on the future. That is the absolute truth. I don't know about you, but I went to a PWI. I went to the University of Texas at Austin, and there were very few professors that looked like me. I did run into a couple of teaching assistants who were doctoral students who did look like me. And there was a great small knit community there. I enjoyed getting to know those people. I didn't appreciate, though, as an undergrad, the hard work they were enduring while they were teaching me. I had no idea how hard the life of a PhD student is. But what I do remember is that those people, I still remember them, I still remember their names, and they did have a profound impact on my academic journey as an undergrad. And I'm very grateful for meeting them at an institution that is overwhelmingly white and overwhelmingly lonely because it's so big and you feel like you're just a number. So you do have an impact as a professor of color. The other pro, which is pretty cool, is that once you're tenured, you pretty much have a job for life. Like, you basically, so you work really hard for like 11 to 12 years. And that's like if everything goes off without a hitch. So 5 years, you get your PhD, 6 years, 7 years, you get tenured. And then you can pretty much, you know, do what you want within reason. And this is your life's work. And you can focus on all the research and questions that you want to dig deep and find answers to. The other pro is that professors are paid pretty well, and there are multiple streams of income you can produce from your work. So not only are you researching things that you're passionate about or you want to learn more about, or you're highly interested in, so you're spending your time in a meaningful way, but then also you can have impact outside of academia. You're invited to speak at places. You could be an expert on TV. You can do speaking engagements. You teach the future. There's a lot of avenues. You can write books based on your research. It's really cool what you can do after you have a PhD. The other pro is that you have a greater chance of creating work-life balance. And in the long run, you have a lot of freedom and autonomy to do something that you're passionate about. And the last pro that I found was that most PhD programs award tuition, healthcare, and living stipends. So you work 5 years, but you don't pay for school. So you could get away if you finagle it right and you cut your expenses. You could get away with getting a PhD without having to take out any student loans. So that's really cool because no more debt. Now, you'll still live like a poor undergrad, but if you can work out your finances, and the PhD project was really great with having advisors there to help people figure it out, especially people with, you know, family, with, you know, spouse or significant other and kids. You know, as you get older, your life gets more expensive. And so there were people there. There was a session to go through and deep dive in how to make the PhD work from a financial standpoint. And I really appreciated that. So there's really no excuses. You can do it. If you want to pursue a PhD and a career in academia, the world is your oyster. And I say go for it. Now, I can't talk about the pros without talking about the cons. My first con is because I'm lazy. In some respects, I'm lazy. But the whole process is super hard from having to, you know, take tests to get in and application process to finding the right program. Like, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. And there's a lot of work. And it's an apprenticeship model. So if you think about if you wanted to become a master plumber, where do you start? Well, you start following around a plumber for very little money and learning the craft hands-on. This is very similar. You start following your advisor and the research they're doing, and they may be working on something you're not quite all the way bought into, but you work for them. You help them with their research, and you learn how to research. You learn research methods from them. And this is where you become this academic, and you learn and you grow. And you read, and you read a lot. I mean, I thought law students read a lot. No, no. PhD candidates read a lot. In addition to this being extremely difficult, you're still at the mercy of likability and subjectivity. So you're in an environment where there are less people that look like you than in corporate America, and you are at the mercy of these people who, if for some reason you piss them off, now your whole academic career could be in jeopardy. And that type of subjectivity is what I'm trying to get away from in corporate America. I'm a different type of person. I realize that. I mean, I have a podcast called The Trill MBA Show where I curse and say that I want to be my black ass self. So I'm trying to find a place where my black ass self is accepted. And so when I was having real conversations over the course of the 3 days we were in Chicago, I realized that although I may have a little bit more freedom to be me, there's still some gamesmanship and politics that need to be played. But to me, it felt more high risk because I can leave a company and go get another job. I know that game. But you can't necessarily leave a PhD program and just jump to another PhD program. That is not how that works. And so it can be very daunting to put in 3 years, 4 years, be close, almost done, and have to then switch gears and spend more years trying to figure it out. So for me, the proposition is scary. The other thing is you have to take the GMAT. And so if you haven't taken the GMAT in preparation for some other grad program, and like I took the GMAT over 10 years ago, my scores mean nothing. I would have to study for the GMAT again. I'm like, oh no, I don't want to do the GMAT again. The GMAT is so painful. And in my opinion, quite useless in predicting success. But hey, the barriers of entry to anything you want to do in life. The other thing, the academia game is different. Like, you would think, oh, you get your PhD to become a professor and teach, and it sounds all noble. Oh, no, 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 my friend. Oh, contraire. This game is about research and publishing research papers in A-rated publications. They even said phrases like, well, research publications are your currency in this world. And the fact that you need to have currency, it just sounded like another version of corporate America to me. So that was a red flag for me, because how do you get this stuff published? Is it that you have to know somebody? Is it that you have to be at a certain institution? Not everybody goes to Harvard to get their PhD. So I don't know. It just sent a real red flag for me. Again, not saying these things are not doable. They are highly doable. They are just very difficult. The last con that I found, and this is where I think some people might want to fight me, there is an air of elitism in academia. It kind of feels like the same elitism that's in like the fashion industry. Like there's inside and then there's those outside. And either you're in or you're out. And I don't know, it just felt weird. And even in this space at the PhD project that was, again, very open, very welcoming, everybody's on board with this mission of getting people to apply for PhD programs and getting prospective students of underrepresented groups into these PhD programs to make a long-term difference, there is still, you know, this, it just feels like a club. Some of the PhD students and some of the professors that were there, they actually likened it to a sorority or a fraternity. So again, I'm like, wow, it's another version of the good old boys club. And when I thought about how few people from underrepresented groups are at each school, because in any given year, a business school may take in 1 to 5 new prospective students, and that's it. It's very competitive because there's so few people that will be accepted. Think about it. It's another system built on relationships. It's another system built on subjectivity and likability. So, again, a red flag for me. Now, as noble as it is to be a professor, and it is because, I mean, you paying some major dues. For me, I can't do it, y'all. But I'm so appreciative of this organization. And I realized that, you know, for me, I feel like I've paid so many dues. I feel like I've been paying dues for the past 20 some years that I've been working and working and working and trying to move up in my career. I don't want to go into a situation where I'm still a low man on another totem pole. So for me, it's not for me. But I do appreciate that this organization exists. I appreciated the opportunity and the networking that I got to do. I met some fabulous people that I am going to keep in touch with, and I will be encouraging them to pursue their PhDs if that's what they want to do. And I also encourage anyone who is interested in researching and deep dive learning and teaching and being a role model in academia, I encourage you to pursue this as well. We need more representation in academia, just as we need more representation in corporate America. So I would say for me, though, I realized that I can't run away from corporate America and run to academia, because I'm trying to run away from the bullshit treatment, racism, unconscious bias, favoritism, nepotism, likability, and subjectivity that is rampant in corporate America, that does a disservice to every Black woman in the world. I can't do it. That's not what I want to do. And so to run into a similar situation as corporate America, because I'm trying to run from corporate America, academia is not the answer. You will run into all of those things in academia. And for the first 5 years of the journey, you'll be taking an L in the income department, and you'll be at mercy at your academic advisor and your committee. Yeah. So it's a no for me, dog. But I want to encourage y'all, because the mission is real, the vision is real, and we need all hands on deck, especially with the climate that we're in now. For more information on the PhD project, check out www.phdproject.org. Again, that's phdproject.org. It's a great organization with an awesome mission. And if pursuing a PhD is something that you are highly interested in, and you are an underrepresented minority, I highly recommend plugging into this network of people. They are there to help you every step of the way. Now, before we go, I want to give you a sneak peek into next week's episode. Be sure to tune in, because I have a very special guest, and he gave me all the nitty-gritty on how to protect yourself in the workplace. It was one of the best interviews I've done. I learned so much. Like, did you know that you're supposed to ask for your signed contract back from your employer? When you sign an offer and you send it to them, do you ever ask for the final offer back that they also signed? I know, right? I never thought about that. Well, there's ramifications for not having that. So tune in next week for some amazing tips and knowledge about how to protect yourself in the workplace. I'm so excited. If you need some help or advice about a specific situation, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation, and ask@trillmba.com to submit a question or if you just want to say hi. I appreciate you guys for listening, and I'll see you next week. Until then, keep it trill, y'all. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Anuha. Music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.